From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, that was Tooth E Tom from their first self-titled CD and a song called Polechko, The Unplowed Field. Ітаким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». З вами Павліна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. І також ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. And whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, online, or to the podcast, a very warm welcome to you. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Sylvia Molnar will be by with a recipe for buckwheat pancakes, which is very apropos for the Lenten season, for those who are observing that. And also, we've got Ukraine News Outlook with Keith Perron. He's back with us, and he'll be telling us about the impact in Ukraine of the terrible cold snap that they're having there right now. As well, Keith will be joining us for an interview to talk about something very exciting. Nash Holos now has an app for mobile devices, so he'll be telling us all about how that came to be and how it works and how you can take advantage of that if you have a smartphone. And we'll also have our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, Oksana Senkiu from Montreal, from her first CD that she recorded back in about 2007, called Priznania. Here she is now with a song called Odna Chvilina, 1 minute.
Весь час спішиш, забуваєш все на світі і біжиш, і бракує знов хвилини, як завжди. Де знайти одну єдину, де знайти? Не дивись на час, не рахуй хвилини, зупинися і не поспішай, почекай, усміхнись, мій милий, все в нас буде добре, почекай, не дивись на час. Не рахуй хвилини, зупинися і не поспішай, почекай, усміхнись, мій милий, все в нас буде добре, почекай. Шанс в житті, що розвіє сумнів нескінченних днів. Як не пропустити ту хвилину мить, треба нам її з тобою зупинить. Не дивись на час, не рахуй хвилини, зупинися і не поспішай, почекай і усміхнись, мій милий, все в нас буде добре, почекай. Усміхнись, мій милий, все в нас буде добре, почекай. поспішай, почекай і усміхнись, мій милий, все в нас буде добре, почекай. Мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я, бо хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти, дівчино, будь сама, бо хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти, дівчино, будь сама. Покине каріх оченята, покине личко цілувать, покине дівчину любити, та ще й милою називать, покине дівчину любити, та ще й милою називать.
Toronto, that was Zubrivka from their CDs Novu Vdoma, Home Again, and a song called Meni Voroshka, that's a song about the fortune teller. And speaking of Toronto-based groups, the Canadian Banduras Capella, which is based in Toronto as well, it's a 50-member Ukrainian male choir accompanied by the unique harp-like sound of the 65-string bandura, which is known as the concert bandura. And many of the pieces the group performs date back to historical Cossack times, with a repertoire consisting of epic historic folk songs, sacred music, as well as contemporary and humorous compositions. musicians. The Canadian Bandurist Capella will be in concert in Oakville, Ontario, just outside of Toronto, on Saturday, March 3rd at St. Joseph's Ukrainian Catholic Church Heritage Center. The address there is 300 River Oaks Boulevard at Trafalgar, and showtime is 6 p.m., so if you're in the area, don't miss it. Here is a tune now by the Canadian Bandurist Capella from their first CD, and it's called Yichau Yichau Kozak Mistom, A Kozak Rode Into Town. Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Buckwheat pancakes are a nice variation of regular or buttermilk pancakes. The buckwheat flour in the following recipe imparts a very lovely nutty flavor. There are two versions of these thin pancakes. One batter is made with baking powder, and the other is made with yeast. Both are delicious and easy to make. For the yeast batter, you'll need the following ingredients. 2 packages of dried yeast, 1 tablespoon of sugar or honey, 1/2 cup scalded milk, cooled to lukewarm, 1 cup milk, sour milk or buttermilk, 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons oil, 1 1/2 cups buckwheat flour, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Dissolve the yeast with sugar or honey in the lukewarm milk. Stand until bubbly, about 10 minutes. Stir in the liquid, eggs, and oil. Beat in flour and salt until smooth. The batter should be thin, so if it's too thick, add more milk. Cover and let stand about an hour. Stir down and let sit for another 10 minutes before baking on a medium-hot greased skillet. Of course, these are wonderful with any fruit syrup. Until next time, try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. from Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was Paris to Caillou from their third CD recording, Prairie Nights and Peacock Feathers, and that was Dance 5. Up next is Olya Fritz from Turnbull, Connecticut, from her CD called Sadai Remember. Here she is now with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Helya Helya.
Helya Helya Сірі гуси не колотіть води, посватали дівчиноньку, плаче козак молодий, посватали. Чиноньку, плаче козак молодий, не плач, милий, мій миленький, не плач, милий, не жури.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, Ukraine suffering with record cold temperatures this winter. And with these sub-zero temperatures, the poor and the homeless are impacted the most. I'm Keith Parent. Throughout Eastern Europe, people are suffering because of the cold temperatures. Ukraine is in the midst of the coldest winter in 5 years. The cold temperatures are making it difficult for the electric company. Because of the huge demand, some power outages have occurred in some parts of the country. Also, gas supplies have been very low. For more on the impact of the cold, here's Alexandra Molokolop.
Ukraine is going through its coldest winter in 5 years. The neighboring Poland has also been hit by heavy snow and a drop in temperatures across much of Central and Eastern Europe. An unusually severe cold spell has already taken at least 30 lives in Ukraine. Most of those who died of hypothermia were found frozen on the streets. In just 4 days, nearly 700 people sought medical help for frostbites. Temperature plunged to 25 degrees Celsius below zero. The weather conditions strained the national grid, with breakdowns reported in 670 towns.
We have an emergency hydrometeorological situation. The president has formed a central headquarters with about 15,000 people to aid. Nevertheless, we succeeded in bringing the situation under control.
Such ringing frost forced the classes cancellation in some colleges, vocational and technical institutions all over Ukraine, about 3,000 secondary schools, having a total of 400,000 pupils.
We lost about 50% of the total turnover over the past week. We are afraid the authorities to close the market.
Authorities have set up 1,600 shelters to dispense food, drinks and heat. Over the past 4 days, about 24,000 people came in to get warm.
I come here every day. It's warm here and the food is really tasty and varied.
In some regions, the temperature is expected to plunge to minus 25 degrees Celsius, with the lowest temperature Wednesday to dip up to 30 below zero, twice as more as Ukrainians are used to. It was 2006 when such severe cold was registered in Ukraine. Doctors urge Ukrainians not to come out on the streets unless necessary. The bitter frost is expected to last during the whole next week. Oleksandra Molodkova, Kyiv.
As we heard, Ukraine's utility company has been having a difficult time to keep up with demand. But those most affected are the poor and homeless. So far this year, there have been over 150 deaths of those living in the street and from those who cannot afford to pay for electricity and gas. Dario Digut has the details.
The cold spell is bringing new deaths in Ukraine. Official figures put the toll since the beginning of the heavy frosts now up to 135. Ukraine is having its most icy winter for the last decade. The average temperatures across Ukraine dropped to 12 degrees Celsius below zero, putting the homeless to the brink of survival.
Homeless are at a special risk, but not all the hospitalized with hypothermia were homeless. Among them, there were a lot of poor and drunk. Alcohol is the biggest enemy, as it does not let people feel that they are freezing.
The authorities have set up around 3,200 heating and food shelters in Ukrainian capital Kyiv. Here the poor can get hot tea, some food and first aid in case of injuries.
This shelter is close to the railway station, so we have a lot of visitors. Here people can spend some warm hours. We are also assisted by the Red Cross to provide medical help for the homeless.
Almost 100,000 people have already visited the temporary shelters. Yet for the homeless, refuge like this is not an option. There are no overnight sanctuaries for homeless in Ukrainian capital Kyiv. Unable to find warmth, people freeze right on the streets. The Ukrainian authorities and spiritual leaders ask the citizens to pay more attention to the poor, as the cold hearts are much more dangerous than freak weather. Дар'я Дігус, Київ.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
And that was the Gypsy Moon Dance by the Female Beat from Winnipeg from their CD Sealed with a Kiss, which they released about just a little over a year ago.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
And Keith joins us now to tell us what that is all about. Now, we've got some very exciting news. There is another way now to get Nosh Holos when you're on the move or not near a computer or radio to hear the live broadcast or download the podcast onto your iPod or other device. Nosh Holos is now available on your mobile device through something called Stitcher. And here to tell us all about it and how it works and how you can access Nosh Holos on your mobile phones is the gadget-loving Keith Perron of PCJ Radio, which syndicates Nosh Holos on AM, FM, and shortwave around the world, and now on mobile apps. Welcome, Keith.
Well, Paulette, it's very nice to be here once again.
Now, a Stitcher is not quite a gadget, though, is it?
No, it's not a gadget, but it's an application for your gadget. We've seen, especially over the last maybe 5 years or so, smartphones really taking hold in the marketplace, talking about, let's say, the iPhone, the iPad, and other smart devices. I mean, nowadays, a mobile phone is not just a mobile phone. It's a PDA. It sends email. In some cases, you can use it even as a portable computer. So really, the smartphones that are out there, in particular the iPhone and others, have really become a way for us to bring what we would have, let's say, at home with our laptop, and it's a lot smaller than a laptop, a lot lighter, to bring it on the road with things that we maybe could only use our desktop for. So nowadays, you know, we've been seeing that a lot of broadcasting organizations, the BBC, for example, CNN International, they're not just providing content in the way of text through these services, but also providing audio and video.
Yes, and some time ago, I think last summer or so, somebody had suggested, why isn't there an app for Nosh Holos? And I wondered, oh my goodness, I don't even have a smartphone myself. How am I going to get Nosh Holos on an app? I mean, I only vaguely know what apps are myself, but now, thanks to you, we've got an app.
Well, you know, the thing about apps is to create an app, it's really a lot of work. Mm-hmm. A lot of organizations sometimes will spend 1 to 2 years developing the app for their service. The Stitcher app has already been created. It's used by a number of different broadcasters. And it's an easy solution for anything from PCJ. So if somebody downloads the Stitcher app, which is free of charge, they just enter PCJ and they'll get all the programs, or they just enter Nosh Holos and Nosh Holos will be there. And the nice thing about it is that the download time is a lot faster than through the standard website. And also, it's refreshed automatically every week. So every time Nosh Holos, the new edition, goes up, within 5 minutes, it's already there on Stitcher. And if you have the Stitcher app, you get a notification that another episode is ready. And the advantage with Stitcher, you know, I mean, the radio audience today, Paulette, as you know, is very fragmented. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, you can say, oh, yes, you know what? People listen to Nosh Holos only off AM. And that, you know what? Back then, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, the show went out. If you missed it, there was no way that you can hear it again.
Well, unless you set up a cassette recorder to record.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You know, and some people did that. And then, of course, you know, the internet came along and it made it easier. People could just go to the internet and download or stream it online. But there's still the problem that you have to be in front of the laptop or you have to be in front of your desktop, which, of course, is not convenient all the time.
Right.
The nice idea, let's say, with a Stitcher app or other apps out there that are like this is that, you know, most smart devices now, they're not just phones. They're also MP3 players.
Right.
So, literally, you have access to it anywhere and any time that it's convenient for you to listen. So, granted, there are people out there that are probably never going to get a smartphone, but there's a lot more people, and the numbers are growing, and the statistics have shown this, that a lot of radio stations now are getting audiences that they never had before, especially with the tech savvy and seeing, oh, you know, it's another platform.
Now, you mentioned in the first week that that we were on Stitcher, and I think we're running into about, you know, week three or four now that we've been on Stitcher, that actually Nash Holos had acquired a following on Stitcher already in the first week.
Yes, and in the first maybe 24 hours, the only download that I can see was one in the first 24 hours. That was myself, actually, just checking to see that it was okay. And then all of a sudden, it started to go up, and it started to go up. And I think just before we recorded this interview and I checked, it was around 236 people that saved it as their favorite.
Wow. And that's amazing, considering it wasn't even announced. I mean, you announced it, but I didn't announce it to my audience. So those presumably may well be new listeners.
They're either new listeners or heard it somewhere, either on my Facebook or I tweeted it or found it on Google somewhere. But when I looked at the statistics, because I don't know, because it's off a mobile phone, I don't know exactly the IP number or anything like that, but it shows you the areas where people are now accessing the show. And what I found quite interesting is the vast majority of that 200 plus people that have put it as their favorite, who are checking it once a week, are in areas where, let's say, Nash Holos for downloads through the PCJ website have always been very low. So it's like I said, you're reaching out to another audience. And, you know, something that we've discussed this at length before, something that I have always said, these apps, like Stitcher, for example, I mean, it's just another form of social media, but mainly for audio and video content.
Mm-hmm. You know, can you explain to listeners how it, for those who don't know, who maybe are thinking of getting a smartphone, such as myself, and just others who are not familiar with Stitcher, how exactly does it work to stitch together your own radio program, I guess your own radio station, essentially, on Stitcher, the app?
Well, basically what you do once you have the smart device, let's say like an iPhone or an iPad, you download the app free of charge from the iTunes store. You sign up, which takes only a few seconds. And basically, I mean, the big difference now, especially with the Stitcher app, is that because there's actually a lot of content on Stitcher, not just from PCJ, but also from National Public Radio, The Voice of America, BBC, World Service, even a number of local stations in the United States and Canada are on Stitcher. So you think about it this way. Think about it not just as a radio, not just as a radio that's in your mobile phone, but also that you're controlling the content that you want to hear. And it's not, for example, like, you know, the days when, let's say, when it was radio, okay, you had, let's say, 12 stations on the AM and FM dial combined. And that was it.
Right.
Only these 12. And you know what? Most people would choose, like, say, one station to listen to because they didn't like the rest, because there weren't any other choices.
Right.
Nowadays, with the Stitcher app, for example, and other ones that are out there, you can basically choose your favorite radio stations to listen to. They could be anywhere around the world. They could be stations that are just, say, internet stations that just provide music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have control. If you don't like it, well, you delete it, you go to another one. You know, you can save it so that you know that, let's say, at 2 o'clock every day or 8 o'clock every night, your favorite show will begin. So you can, say, program it to send you a reminder. So, say, 5 minutes before that program you want to hear happens, your iPhone will notify you that it's coming up.
So you're talking about Stitcher being able to access the live broadcast as well as podcasts.
Yes, there's also a number of live broadcasts that are on there as well, which is also fascinating. I mean, the other day I was at a Starbucks not far from where I live. And traditionally, let's say if I listen to radio online or internet radio or even on my iPad, I always had to go, let's say, to the website of that radio station and click on Listen Live, which was always a little bit of a hassle sometimes because the speed won't be as fast. The nice thing about Stitcher was, for example, I was listening to National Public Radio, so I just entered National Public Radio Live and then started playing it and then can let it play as I had my headphones on, and I was able to close the Stitcher app. And by closing the Stitcher app, if it's already playing, it'll continue to play. So then you can actually do other things that you want to do.
Wow.
So an app like Stitcher, I think, let's say for PCJ, is great because it's not like the internet that has maybe millions and millions of content providers.
Right.
Stitcher is still very limited. It's been around for a couple of years. It was even voted one of the best radio apps.
Wow.
Last year in 2011. So right now, I mean, we're very lucky because we got in there at the beginning, almost the beginning, mm-hmm. very early days. Mm-hmm. So when you open up Stitcher the first time, it'll show, say, every day it changes, like stations that, you know, that you can, suggestions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since PCJ programs have been on Stitcher, because I check out the application, the suggestions every day, PCJ has shown up 3 times already.
What does that mean?
Well, that means when you say, when you hit suggestions on the application,
oh.
right? It'll list like 5 stations right away suggesting you to listen to it. These are, you know, 5 picks. And PCJ already showed up already in the top 5 3 times.
Wow.
And basically what it is just, it just changes all the time. It's done electronically.
Oh, okay.
Right? So that's actually good for us, considering that there's not millions and millions on the application.
No kidding.
So we have a better chance to get, you know, into that, you know, top 5, top 10, top 20 list.
Wow. Yeah. So it's like trending topics on Twitter and Facebook and what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's really good. That's encouraging. That's good to know. And just by chance, have you noticed any other Ukrainian programs on Stitcher?
Absolutely none.
Ah, we're
whatsoever.
First. Nash Holis is first in apps, at least on Stitcher. So,
you know, I thought that maybe they would be some, let's say, in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So I Googled the Ukrainian word for radio.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely none came up. If you just enter Ukrainian,
mm-hmm.
only Nash Holos comes up.
Wow. Well, I guess it's good to be first. No one else can ever beat you at being first.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, Ukraine has an international service called Radio Ukraine International. And I could honestly say that if they did the kind of program, let's say, like Nash Holos is, they would probably be a lot more successful. And I'll tell you why. Your program just doesn't talk to the Ukrainian community. You also inform people about the Ukrainian community who are not Ukrainian. You inform people on the culture. And the, you know, culture is so wide. It means food. It means music. It means a way of thinking. It means literature. It means films. It means so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is, I think, the problem that a lot of third language content is facing. Listeners change over time. The listeners they had 25 years ago or 10 years ago are not the same listeners that they have now. You know, and a lot of these audiences, and it could be in the United States, it could be in Australia. You know, the audiences are getting older.
Well, yes and no. Then there are people that come along with mobile phones, and you come across young people starting up a polka band or doing some kind of cultural thing, and they're Googling, and a blog post comes up or something on the website is caught by Google that relates to their search, and all of a sudden, oh, look at this. And so.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, interesting, Keith, it's not just older listeners because, you know, with the internet now, somebody, you know, young people, that start a polka band or are involved in some kind of cultural thing. They're visual artists or dancers or, you know, young people learning how to cook, and they, you know, they're away from home, and they, gee, I'd like, you know, some of my my mama's cabbage rolls or whatever. Look on the internet and they'll find something that, you know, appeared on the Nosh Holos blog or on the website that relates to their search, and then all of a sudden, oh, look, there's a radio program and there's music and there's stuff, and I think I'll tune in and maybe I'll favorite it on my app.
Well, you know, it's a very exciting time to be doing radio, and like I said, it's an extraordinary program. I mean, I have a number of apps on my iPhone and my iPad. I have the one from the BBC, CNN, Radio Netherlands, and I personally love them. You know, all of this is still at the is still in its infancy, you know.
Yeah.
And it changes. It changes so fast. You know, I mean, for some time now, I had been looking to get PCJ's programs on some type of app. Now, for myself, the app has to be user-friendly.
Yes.
That's the most important. And that's one of the nice things about the Stitcher app. It is user-friendly.
How do you get the Stitcher app? How do you get Nosh Holos on it so you can listen on your mobile phone?
Okay, the first thing to do is just go to the PCJ website, pcjmedia.com. And on the right menu, you'll see a Stitcher app. It'll bring you to the Stitcher website showing you the information how to download it. For those who have iTunes and already have an iPhone or iPad, just go to the App Store, enter Stitcher, that's S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, search, and it'll be the first one that comes up. You click on it, you install it, and that's all. That's all.
Okay.
And then to look for Nosh Holos, just put Nosh Holos in the search engine on Stitcher, and it'll be the first one that comes up.
Fantastic. Okay. Sounds easy. I'm sure it is. I'm looking forward to getting my smartphone and being able to find Nosh Holos and as well other PCJ shows, which are absolutely fabulous. And for any Nosh Holos listeners who are not familiar with PCJ, if you do have the technology, definitely check out. There are some fabulous shows. Keith does. You do what, about three different shows, two jazz shows, Happy Station Show, of course, and also we do Media Network Plus together, which keeps tabs on the communications industry around the world, and many other really great shows. Thanks so much, Keith, for coming on and telling us all about Stitcher and taking us into a whole new era of radio broadcasting.
No problem. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Keith. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Oi, Maritz, cucciari, 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 cucciari
group from Edmonton, which is no longer together, unfortunately, but they did leave behind a couple of recordings. This is an album called Pochatka Beginnings by the Edmonton group Trubka, recorded in 1991, and that song was Oi Marichko. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, online at am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ radio network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio around the world. Online, you can find us at www.nashholos.com, on the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com, and on iTunes. Do visit us there between broadcasts. You can download the weekly podcast, make a request or leave a comment, and find more Ukrainian cultural content that we can't air due to time constraints and other considerations. And of course, it's where you can sign up for the Stitcher app to get Nash Holos on your smartphone. Нажами вже скінчила нашу програму. Пора напрощатися на ще один тиждень, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Саме себе пізнай, другому догани не давай. And our proverb of the week translates as know yourself and do not blame others. Well, our time is about up, so to wrap up our show, which we started with a group from Saskatchewan, this is a song about Saskatchewan, the Ukrainian old-timers with Saskatchewan wheat fields. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.